Poor baby. Did you think this was all about you? This was never about you, doll. It was always about the money. I just needed a big, strong man to get those armored guards to give it up. I did my part too, though, don't you think? Distracting them. I mean, look at this dress. And these stockings. Oh, I fucking love these stockings. And these heels. Fuck. Not the best outfit for a current occasion, but back there, outside the bank, when I strutted on by, they stopped in their tracks to watch me. They never even saw you coming. Of course, to be fair, you never really saw me coming, either. That's why you're the one handcuffed to a tree in the middle of this swamp, and I'm the one who's gonna walk away with a suitcase full of cash. Poor baby. You thought we were going to bury the loot, and then shack up in some no-tell hotel while the heat cooled off. I even let you pick the spot to hide the cash, and it's perfect. Miles from anywhere. You did very good, baby. It'd be years before anyone stumbles across one of the gators and the black flies leave of you. Oh, don't look so angry. The appropriate emotion is fear. Come on, I know it's in there. Under all your tough guy snowing, let it out, huh? You know it turns me on. No, not even for old time's sake. If that were me chained to that tree, tricked and trapped, my heart would be going a mile a minute. My legs would be trembling. I'd struggle, I'd squirm. I might even beg. Honey, please. Please let me go. I'll do anything. I'll do everything. Just let me loose. Help me, baby. Help me. If it were me, stuck like that, I wouldn't know if I was terrified or turned on. I almost envy you. Fear is the ultimate foreplay. God, I'm so horny right now. Seeing you like that. Your back up against that tree. Your strong arm stretched back around it, wrist cuffed. It's got my cunt dripping into these stockings. Shame. Well, it does seem a shame to waste the good opportunity. I do owe you something for making me rich, so let me just... Ooh, chained to a tree and bad enough to kill. And you're still hard as a pistol. All your animal instincts are wired together, aren't they, babe? Fury, fighting, fucking, fear. Nothing separates one from the other. You're a brute. A big, strong, beautiful brute. I want to give you something to remember me by. Let me just shimmy out of this dress. There. Oh. You like how I look in my lacy little bra and my matching stockings? Wouldn't you love to get your hands on these tits, on these hips, get a grip on my perfect ass? No? I bet it's my throat you like to get a grip on. You always did like choking me. It terrified me. I loved it. But not today. Today I have something else in mind. Let me just fold my dress and lay it down in front of you, so I can kneel here on this swampy ground and... Oh. I've always loved your cock. It's the thing I'll miss most about you. Big and hard, mice as you are. And just like you, I can make it do whatever I want. You're getting close, baby. So close. I always know by the way you twitch. And those little grunts? Those little piggy grunts? Yeah, you're close. So, I think I'll stop. Oh, poor baby. I told you I wanted to give you something to remember me by. Leaving you there. hard and straining and unfilled. Oh, your cock's just jugging hell. What could be better? Back up to get the full picture? Why, that's an excellent idea. I want to remember you just as... Oh, muddy. It sucked my shoes right off. Oh, now these gorgeous stockings are ruined. What are you smiling about, baby? Was that your idea of a little last fuck you? Oh, honey. I've been rolling around in the muck with the worst of all my life. A little mud never hurt anybody. It's like blood. It washes right off. I mean, I can buy 1,000 pair of stockings with my money. Think about that. Me jetting off to the shops of Beverly Hills or maybe Paris or Madrid. While you pull and fight against those cuffs, going weaker and weaker, drooping like your cock is fine. Well, that's impressive. You look even harder than before. You only get that hard when you're about to kill somebody. Since you obviously can't reach me, what's doing it for you, babe? Is it the fantasy? Is it the dreams of revenge that's keeping you stiff and aching? Hold those thoughts as if they comfort you. As much as I'd like to stay and tease and torture, I've got a long drive back to civilization and a plane to catch. Of course, I can't leave any evidence, so I'll just grab my dress and... What? Huh? It's mud I backed into. It's sticky. I can't. What the fuck? I can't pull my feet free. I'm stuck. My feet are stuck. What are you smirking at, baby? You think this is going to slow me down for more than a minute? All I gotta do is get one foot loose. Shit. I pull one foot and the other just sinks deeper. Fuck. If I had my heels on, I could have stepped out of them, but my stocking feet, I can't get loose. Struggling to just soften up the mud. I'm sinking. It's like... Oh, baby, what did you do? Why did you pick this spot? There's 1,000 miles of swamp. Why did you bring us here? Stop laughing and tell me. Is it because... Is it this... This is quicksand. Did you get me to step into quicksand? You tricked me. You trapped me. Me? Was this your plan all along? Throw me in here and take the money? It was you, you traitorous prick. I just beat you to the trap. And then, god damn it, I stepped into it anyway like a fucking mark. Oh, I'm sinking deeper. To my knees, it's soft. Oh, heavy. Every time I move it, clutches my feet and my legs. You bastard, you're still hard. You're enjoying this. You love seeing me stuck and sink. What? Am I terrified? Turned on, you fucking shit. This wasn't supposed to happen. Not to me. Oh god, the mud. It's swallowing my ass, my hips. Listen, love, listen. Please. Kick my dress over to me. Maybe I can use the hook on something and pull myself out. I'll unchain you, I will, I promise. Huh? Fuck, you want me to beg? Oh, baby, please. Please help me. Please. I'm sinking into this quicksand and I need you to save me. Save me, doll. Get me out, please. Get me out. I'll do anything. Yes. Hook your foot under my dress and kick to me. Hurry, I'm out of my tits in this muck. No. Why did you kick your way? You fucked us both. Okay, think. There has to be a way out of this. There's a way out of everything. The shit was solid enough to hold my weight in the beginning. I didn't just plunge in. Mud just kind of glooped over my feet. Maybe the edges are firm enough to push down and sort of wiggle my way out. Just put my hands here, where it seems solid and easy. Just push and pull. Yes, I'm coming out. I'm gonna get out. No. arms just punch it down into it. They're stuck. My arms are stuck. Oh, God. I can't move at all. I'm sinking over my tits. Baby, help me, please. What? How did you get free of those cuffs? You had the key the whole time, but how did you... You saw me pack the cuffs. That's when you decided to bring me here, isn't it? The place you first decided to snatch the load is miles away. Baby, baby, please. I'll do anything. Huh? Oh, yes, babe, bring it here. Let me finish you off. Yeah. Kneel down. Oh, fuck. Isn't the quicksand that's gonna drown me? Okay, baby. Okay, baby. Now pull me out. Pull me out, please. Pull me out. Wait. I'm not singing anymore. I'm just sort of suspended. Wait, where are you going? Come back here. You can't leave me like this. Up to my chin in quicksand. I can't even move. I can't fucking move. Swimming in? How? It's like swimming in glue. Even if I can, it'll take me hours, days to get loose. Oh, funny. And while I'm doing that, you'll be jetting off to Paris or Madrid. Fine, you fuck. Take the money. Run. But I will get free. And I will come for you. And when I do, oh baby, it's gonna be all about you.